You're listening to KALW San Francisco. Out in the Bay, usually heard at this time, returns next week. But now we go live to the Frightened Salvage in Berkeley for Kamau Right Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, W. Kamau Bell.
Welcome to Kamau Right Now! Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are live on the radio on KALW right now. How you feel about that, everybody? People ask me if I was nervous to do a live show. I'm like, no, every show to me is live. You know what I'm saying? So this is just live to people at home on the radio, but I'm always feel like I'm alive when I'm talking, so this is good. A lot going on. This show is all about what's going on right now, the big issues, the little issues, everything in between. We don't talk about them enough. We don't have good conversations. We're going to try to have some of those good conversations and model them out there for the rest of the world because we're in the People's Republic of Berkeley, California. That's right. And we like to keep it weird here. That's what we do here in Berkeley. I live here right down the street from where we're at right now, the Freight and Salvage, and I did not intend to live in Berkeley. I thought I'd live in Oakland, but Oakland's like, no, we've got to look at two, not today. But my family, no, you don't have, okay, I don't work for Google, sorry. So here's what I'm saying. So now I live in Berkeley. I'm happy to live in Berkeley. I've gotten used to it, been here about a year. I like that Berkeley is still working hard to keep itself weird. We need to work on that. We need to appreciate that. It's important that we do that here. I love that things happen all the time. Like there was up here on Addison Street right near the theater. I was walking. I've seen this woman several times. A woman with a sign that says, increase black women. That's what the sign says. Every time I see that, I'm like, I think I'm with that message. I'm not sure. In theory, like, what do you mean? Like, more black women or bigger? Which do you mean? Are you mad that Shonda Rhimes got skinny? What is the problem here? I don't understand. Shonda Rhimes is a black reference, Berkeley, for those people who... And those are where the black people are. Okay. I like the Berkeley, but sometimes it's a little bit too... Like, I feel like one day I was standing in my house looking out the window, just a gang, not a gang, but like a line of like half-naked high school students from Berkeley High walk past. And I was just felt like I was like, I looked out the window like, what is that? And after like the third one, I got to look away or else I'm going to get on a list. This isn't fair. I'm being entrapped here. I got to tell my neighbors I looked out my window and saw naked high schoolers. My bad. And I didn't mean to do it. But I think it's important. It's funny because Berkeley is so weird that sometimes stuff seems weird that doesn't make sense that it seems weird to me. You know what I mean? Like I was walking down the street down MLK and there was a woman waiting for the bus eating like a head of red cabbage raw. Just... Yeah, just crunch, 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 crunch. Just looking for the bus, just eating red crunch, crunch. And I was just like, that seems weird. I don't know why I think that's weird. I think they say if you see something, say something. I want to say something. I don't know why. I feel like I want to call Homeland Security. There's a white lady eating red cabbage while she waits for the bus. Is that a thing? Is that something? It's not? Are you sure? Okay. It just makes me feel weird. What else is going on right now? Before we get too far, I forgot to do this. Give it up for Brontez Purnell, everybody. He's on music all night long. Brontez. He's going to be here playing through us through the show all night long. Happy to have him. What else is going on right now? Last night was the Republican debates. I'm sure you guys all tuned in for that. Berkeley, right? You're all trying to figure out who you're going to vote for, right? Figure out which one of these unqualified people do I want. The weird thing about, in my life, I've seen Republicans run for president. This seems like the least interesting, qualified, relevant group of Republicans I've ever seen in my life. It just seems like, it feels like at best they could play president in a movie, you know what I mean? Like, but like not a good movie, like a Steven Seagal movie, you know what I'm saying? Jeb Bush, I feel like, I look at Jeb Bush and I'm like, man, he's like the Jermaine Jackson of presidential candidates. Like, you look at him, I go, maybe you're good, but you make me miss your brother. I know, I never thought I'd say that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Kamau Right Now! We are now at the part of the show where we're going to get to the conversation beneath the conversation. This is a thing where we have all these conversations on Twitter and on Facebook about what's going on in the world, and a lot of times people are just flame-warring each other and yelling, but there's actual real conversations beneath the conversation. And again, you're listening to this on KALW, and this is Kamau Right Now. And so now, right now, we're going to have the conversation beneath. Give it up, everybody. My first guest is the founder and the executive director of the Center for Media Justice, a media grassroots organization. Yes, give it up. In 2012, she received the prestigious Donald H. McGannon Award to work to advance the roles of women and people of color in the media. You can find her on Twitter at Culture Jedi, the most awesome Twitter handle ever. Please welcome Malkia Cyril, everybody. Malkia Cyril. My next guest regularly performs on Saturdays at the Senate Cave in Lost Weekend. He was a writer on my old show, Totally Biased, and he writes a regular column for the San Francisco Examiner, not to mention he hosts the comedy podcast FSFSF right here on KALW, which is the hardest podcast to say. We'll talk about that when he gets out here. Please welcome Nate O'Green, everybody. Nate O'Green. It's a hard podcast to say, sir. And my last guest, you may know as the longtime frontman for the Oakland hip-hop legendary collective, The Coup. He's plenty busy as a writer, poet, activist, educator, and director. He's currently in pre-production for his film, Sorry to Bother You, and you can also follow him. You can also find him in his recent book of lyrics and anecdotes entitled Tell Homeland Security, We Are the Bomb. Give it up for Boots Riley, everybody. Boots Riley. Montez Purnell, everybody. We give it up for Montez. So thank you all for coming out. Nothing? Really? On the radio? Nobody says anything? Just I've been talking for 6 minutes, and you guys are ready to leave me hanging like that?
Usually Berkeley's in an irritating audience, and I'm hopeful about these people.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nate O'Green knows how to reach out to the people, everybody.
I'm not going to pander.
No, you're not going to pander. Good. We're not here to pander. This is a real conversation. So first of all, just let me know, Nato, what is going on right now with you?
I watched the Republican debates last night. I don't know if you did that or slit your own wrists instead with your free time. But have you ever seen like somebody who contradicts themselves in the middle of a sentence and then keeps going? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Who's like, because all of them, their sort of message was like, the economy sucks and America's horrible and we need to turn around. And I got rich on this corrupt system, like this dysfunctional, horrendous, corrupt system that I'm currently denouncing also made me a billionaire. And so I want to change it or end it so I can stop being a billionaire. And then they're just like, Hillary. You know what I mean? So
USA.
And the way that they were on the mainstream media last night, it made me feel like, wow, where is this awesome mainstream media that's holding their feet to the fire that I've been hearing so much about on this debate? So it just, and one of those people is going to be the next president. Sorry, you guys, liberals really know how to lose. So I got news for you. Count on it. We're going to throw this election.
Nana, right now you're having like Facebook Live. People are like, unlike.
I'm getting poked left and right.
Yes, all right. Here we go. Yes, you are. Boots, what's going on with you right now, man?
I was just reading a book.
All right. Did that book have a title?
Well, it's called The Conversations. It's Michael Ondaatje talking to Walter Murch. I'm sure it all sounds really exciting right now. But Walter Murch is this sound editor that did all of Francis Ford Coppola and some of George Lucas stuff. But it came upon a part that was kind of depressing.
Well, let us know.
Talks about how Apocalypse Now was originally George Lucas's idea. And after he did American Graffiti, now the backstory is that him and Coppola and all those dudes, they came up because they had a radical art agenda. And that, which, that, yeah, it really surprised me. But they came to the Bay Area because of that. And so Apocalypse Now was one of the things they wanted to do. And he tried to get it funded, but his version was much more radical than Coppola's version. His version followed the Viet Cong and kind of was on their side a lot more.
Wait a minute, the inventor, yeah, round of applause for that. So his version was radical. The guy who invented Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah. So yeah, that shows you like what the entertainment industry will do to you. But he couldn't get it funded. He couldn't get Apocalypse Now funded. So he kind of put that to the side and said, okay, I'm going to make a sci-fi version of this movie. And that was Star Wars. And where the rebels are supposed to be Viet Cong, and the Empire is the United States.
I got to go.
What we just heard was the sound of learning. Oh. This show is doing what it's supposed to do. Come out right now on KLW. You're listening to it right now, everybody.
But so then it started making me think, you know, it kind of got me in a depressed mood for a second, because that means that two of arguably the biggest pieces of art in human history, Star Wars and Apocalypse Now, had radical
Maybe
agendas.
Maybe one of those. I don't know about the second one, but yes.
Had radical agendas, and not much happened because they came out. Not much radical happened because they came out.
So are you afraid, because you're working on Sorry to Bother You right now, yeah, if this movie becomes like a Michael Bay-style hit, you know, where it makes like $1 billion at the box office, that you might go down this direction and suddenly we'll have Toy Boots Riley dolls?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you know, it's the question that I think a lot of us are dealing with when you do any sort of culture. Like, you can say the best thing. You can say it right with the exact right vocabulary. You can say, you can qualify the way the world is and enlighten people. Mm-hmm. But if there's no real movement for people to get involved in, and there's no way, if people don't know how they can change the way things are, all you're doing is saying, things are messed up. And that's not really that radical.
Buy some Happy Meals. Yes. All right. Malkia, what's going on with you right now?
Well, what I was supposed to be doing today was actually celebrating this big victory over the private telecom companies who serve as prisons. And, you know, we just won. Y'all know about that? Yeah. Yeah, we just won this big victory over that, reducing the cost of calls from prison. So that's what I was supposed to be doing today.
Yeah, yeah.
Supposed to be talking to the press about that. Instead, I ended up tweeting about Mayor Libby Schaaf of Oakland and her State of the City speech that she gave last night, because she was basically trying to big pimp on Oakland.
Wow.
It's real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, yeah. It's real. You can't parking lot pimp on the people of Oakland. Parking lot pimping was born in Oakland. You know what I mean?
Now for our listeners on the radio who are listening in Iowa right now, could you please define parking lot pimping? We have a big Iowa listenership out there.
I was told that I could not say certain words on the radio, so let me see how I can explain parking lot pimping in you know, basically pimping in a parking lot, okay?
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You know, so Mayor Schaaf, you know, basically considered Oakland her parking lot, yes. You know. And she went around making her speech last night talking about this new term that she's coined called techwity. Oh. Techwity. I think
that makes you feel like I got touched in an inappropriate
exactly,
place.
Exactly, right? Do I need to go to the doctor now? Do I have techwity? What is it?
Do I have techwity?
I don't know.
Ask your doctor about techwity.
I don't know. You know what I mean? And so I had to tweet basically for the rest of the day to try to, first of all, understand what is techwity.
Yeah. And then it's hard to look up a word that doesn't exist.
Well, you know, she made it up. She feels like, as you know, like she's a pimp. I mean, seriously, pimps make up new words.
Yes.
I'm just saying, right? Pimps make up new words.
Snoop Dogg is proof of that.
She is doggish proof of that fact. So she made up this new word. She talked about how she wants to end gentrification by making sure that only 7% of the housing that she puts together next year will be affordable. And I think... Like a pimp, though. Like, but be fair. She's
It'll
doing it
finished.
Like a pimp.
It'll be done.
It'll
Gentrification
be
will
right.
be
right. It will be done.
Accomplished.
It will have happened. She will.
Well,
be
I think
successful.
The highest level of gentrification is like this. Wi-Fi is not strong. I think yeah. that's the highest level.
Yeah. So you know, she was. You know, she's very. She's better at with words than I am, clearly, because I don't know exactly what to say about Tequity. I will say this. This is the last thing I'll say about it. Okay. Is you know. If you wanna say you wanna end gentrification, you wanna tell people that you are, you know, you care about them staying, you probably shouldn't unleash the OPD on them. That's all I'm saying.
All right, give it up, everybody. That. Yes. And again, you're listening to Kamau right now, live at KALW at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. I've been speaking with Malkia Cyril, Boots Riley, Nato Green about what's going on right now. We want to know the same from you, our listeners, our audience members, so please tweet at us right now using the hashtag KamauNow. That's KAMAUNOW. So tweet at us and let us know what's going on. How you guys enjoying it so far? So we're going to start this week with a conversation that is being had on the internet a lot and then on TV, on cable news, and in the media about the teenage girl in South Carolina who was assaulted by the police officer. We're going to play the clip right now so you guys can see it. I know some of you don't want to see it. It's not the radio certainly can't see it. But we want to play the clip because some people here probably haven't seen it. So just please check it out. That was not the song we wanted to play at that moment, everybody. Welcome to live radio on KLW! I know you're like, that's kind of wacky, Kamau, for that horrible, horrible clip we're watching. That's called live radio, everybody. In the podcast, we'll cut that part out. But it's a beautiful mess is what we're doing here. But anyway, so let's talk about that for a second. It's a hard clip to watch. People here didn't even want to see it come up on the screen for people listening at home. People reacted before the clip even came up. It shows a cop, Ben Fields, throwing a teenage girl across the room in a high school classroom in South Carolina. It's horrible. It's clearly a horrible thing, and it's hard to watch. I talked to my mom about it. She had an interesting perspective that I don't want to start here to talk about it. My mom's almost 80 years old, and she grew up in Indiana, which means she basically is 180 years old, because that's where Indiana is a lot of the time, 100 years behind everybody else. Sorry to my listeners in Indiana. But so she feels like that it's a horrible thing. It's a tragedy, but she's also sort of heartened by the fact that on Monday this happened, and by Wednesday the cop was fired, which is definitely a little victory, yes. Boots Riley has given it the golf clap. That's how much the victory is. You give it a little golf clap. So is there any, I know we can't celebrate that for a long time, but is there anything to be said for the power of social media? Because I remember when Oscar Grant was murdered by the BART police officer, the country didn't talk about that. We talked about that in the Bay Area, but the country didn't talk about it. And so we felt like we were sort of shouting into the wind. But now, when these things happen, is there anything to be take out of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's something to take out of it, but I want to be clear. Social media is not the reason that Ben Fields was fired. Organizing on the ground across this country
exactly.
is the reason. You know, I totally understand why people would not want to see that clip, but this is how we live every day. This is happening to young people. We just happen to catch this on tape. You know, but if we saw this, imagine what is happening to kids across this country. Black children are being disciplined, quote unquote. That's not discipline, that's abuse. They're being abused in public high schools all across this country. And some people are saying that it's appropriate, and it's inappropriate. It's absolutely wrong. Let me tell you something else.
Please,
if you
please.
Go to some place called Spring Valley High, come on now, what should you be doing? That's 90210. You should be cheerleading and
yes.
basketball, throwing footballs and stuff like that.
Talking about going to the Peach Pit.
Yes, yeah. You should not be getting thrown on the ground by a police officer who yeah. is armed.
Yes, the question is, why is there a cop in the school at the ready at all times? Disturbing your class should not be a criminal offense.
It should not. In fact, we have to ask ourselves, and we already know the answer, who is really disturbing schools? Is it that young woman who, what we heard was that she used her cell phone in class? And then wouldn't leave. Is she disturbing schools, or is Officer Ben Fields disturbing schools?
Yes, yes. Nato, I don't gotta say it, but for the radio listeners, you're our white guy up here right now. You're right. You're a white
but
guy right
name,
now.
The name could fool people.
Yeah, NATO Green could. Yeah. I just want to make sure for those not watching on the on Periscope, which we're Periscoping right now, NATO, white people. What? How do we solve the problem of white people?
Do tell.
So, first of all, as the official spokesperson of all white people, look, people of color, you.
Oh, sorry, you're getting some pushback on that.
Yeah, sorry.
Who knew that? In Berkeley, somebody else wanted to be the official white people spokesman. Yeah. Normally, Berkeley's like, I'm not white. I'm sort of like a mix of Buddhist and vegetarian.
We got to talk, other white people. People of color.
For now,
talk
NATO
yourself.
Will have the white guy conch for now. Yeah, yeah. Better white people can.
So partly, one of the things that they say is like Ben Fields, he's scared. It's elevated for him. And so one thing that you should know, white people, I'm about to spill the beans. Part of whiteness is to be scared all the time. White people are
they're
trained,
scared to clap.
Yeah. From an early age, white people are filled up with an inability to perceive danger and risk, where if you're a grown man, you will see a 17-year-old child as a threat to your well-being to such a degree that you need to panic. So that's that's one thing that you should know about white people. Also, what you're witnessing here is the end of whiteness.
Thank you, one person brave enough to shout out. Everybody's like, the end? Wait a minute.
I don't know if you know this, just on a global level, white people are outnumbered. Nationally, that's coming soon, and white people are freaking out. That we see the finish line, our 1,000 years of world domination is coming to a close, and people are like the Who in a hotel room, we are trying to smash up the place on our way out. We're going to throw some televisions out the window because we don't know how to be like, oh, thank you, this was nice, and now we're going to go sit over here. So with the Romans or whatever.
Yes.
You know.
Okay.
So, Bucci, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, first of all, yeah, white people have been outnumbered for a long time. It's just that more and more people start calling themselves white. And so the numbers keep growing. Because it wasn't so long ago that Italians weren't white.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're white. And then, you know, like if you go to certain areas, people that we think are white, you know, they're not being treated as white. So I think what's going to happen is as the population goes, there's going to be new people claiming that they're white. You know, like, because that's like a, you know, instead of fighting racism, you just like kind of try to jump on the other side of the line.
Yeah, yeah. We and call that the reverse Dolezal. Yeah. That's what we call that.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, people, for remembering a reference from 3 months ago. I appreciate it.
So it's going to, you know, like we can start taking bets on who's going
to,
but it's trickling
in. Are you about
in.
To tell us something?
Huh?
Are you about to tell us something?
Yeah, Boots, have you made a decision?
Unfortunately, the decision is made tattooed all over me. So.
Yes, genetically decision.
I'm going to say fortunately.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, that's not a choice that all of us have. So, think about this, you know, all these, this is just connected to this whole idea that, first of all, that having cops in schools is safe. A lot of these folks are
that's right.
Let's put it like this. What we're finding out about a lot of these cops are they are veterans that have come back from Afghanistan or Iraq. And a lot of these regiments, you know, that I just saw this documentary called The Kill Team, made by a local dude. And a lot of these regiments are like, they're bored looking for people to kill. And in their mind, they feel like there's a war going on and anything that happens is justified. And so you got to imagine folks that come, now obviously not all folks that are in that situation come back with that mind state, but if you come back from the war and join the police, it's probably because you're bringing the war home. Yeah. And so in a lot of these cops' minds, they are, whatever they're doing is justified. And this guy is going to get fired from here. That doesn't mean anything. He's
mean
about
anything.
To get hired someplace else and get a pat on the back.
Yeah, we actually need to move away. Firing a cop is one thing. I don't care about that. Even arresting a cop is another thing. I don't really care about that. I ain't trying to feed the system, no way. What I'm trying to figure out is why we continue to have a public debate that suggests that we need to know everything about him, about how he feel, about what happened in 2 seconds before the clip started, about how he elevated, about how he scared. Why does he get so much compassion and interest, and that little black girl don't get none? Yeah. I'm concerned about that.
I want to thank my guests. That's the conversation for Need for Right Now. Give it up for Malkia Searle, for the Center for Media Justice, Boots Riley, give it up for them, everybody, and Nato Green. We could clearly keep this conversation going, and don't worry, we're going to bring them back later. Again, you're listening to KLW. This is Kamau Right Now. I'm W. Kamau Bell. We'll be right back after a little break. Take it away, Brontez, for now.
All I'm saying on the nights when your arms can hold me in. A better way I fight, pick up my guitar. That's when I was fine with. I never come to see me, baby. Since I'm lonely, never die from lack of the feeling I'm missing. Caught our love, let it keep on falling down. Keeps on falling down, 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 down. Keeps falling down. That's when the beats are falling. Beats are falling. San Henry, why you bugging, man? Boys, get all your love. Seems like no language of us falls. I'm messed up about how you never come to see me, baby. Since I'm lonely, never die from lack of the feeling I'm missing. Fantasy, cut out love, let it keep on falling down. Keeps on falling down, 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 down. Keeps falling down. That's when the beats are falling. Beats are falling. See me, baby. Since I'm lonely, never die from lack of the feeling I'm missing. Fantasy called our love won't do. Bet you tear my heart in two. Ain't no case of bleeding. Don't tear my heart in two. And hear my voice go straining.
Everybody give it up for Brontez Purnell. Everybody, Brontez Purnell. Thank you, Brontez. A friendly reminder to tweet to us at hashtag KamauNow, KamauNow, and let us know what is happening with you right now or what you thought about the show so far. A couple weeks ago, I went to Lake Merritt Farmers Market at the Grand Lake, and to ask that question of people out at Grand Lake, what's going on right now? I got some great answers, some wild answers, some beautiful, some unerrable, but why don't we give it a listen right now?
I think the thing that I've been mostly trying to learn myself is within the black community involving everyone, trans, non-binary, you know, whoever. Internally, that's just something that we need to be better about.
So right now, you're trying to get your progressive on.
Yeah, yeah.
you're trying to put progress further to the left. That's what you're trying to do. It's like, I was already to the left. I got to get further to the left.
So. Yeah, well, I think it's just, like, important, like, even if you're in a oppressed group, recognizing the areas of privilege that you have and making sure that you are open into listening to experiences that you don't have. So I think it's important.
I think it's important. You said it like that's pretty much like the entire everything. I think it's important that we all recognize our areas of privilege and aren't jerks. Yeah. I know people have different feelings about this in California. Even people who are proponents of marijuana don't necessarily want it to be legal because some of the harvesters say it's going to bring their profit margins down.
Depends on how you legalize it.
Okay, how should we legalize it?
should be legal for farmers to grow and for individuals to grow, and not given to corporate interests, and and there shouldn't be restrictions on individual farmers. So if people can all just grow weed in their backyard, that would be great and good for everybody except for corporate interests.
Oh, so you're saying make it, that's interesting, make it illegal for corporations to grow weed.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah, I'm down for that. That's not, I didn't think about that quite myself, but now I'm glad you did.
Hey, everybody, give it up. Come out right now. Welcome back. We're back at the Freight and Salvage with Kamau right now. I'm W. Kamau Bell, listening on KALW. I want to take a second to introduce you to our wonderful social desk over here. We're over here curating your beautiful tweets. Everybody get up for Jeremy Dalmas and Becca Hoekstra. So what's going on so far on the Twitterverse out there, Becca?
Well, we've got someone who wants to respond from Iowa.
Oh, uh-oh. It says no longer a fan in Iowa, but thanks for the shout out, W. Kamau Bell. Hashtag Kamau now. Colette Sandin, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I've been to Iowa. I had a lot of the foods that were deep fried. They were delicious. Please come back. Come back. Pretend I said Ohio. Is that better, Colette? Is Ohio? I'm just making state to state. I'm alienating people. Colette, I love you. Please come back. Anything else out there?
Some yoga for people in Berkeley.
Okay, so this is a Berkeley tweet about yoga. All right. We got so many of these, I'm sure. Hashtag come out now. Processing the idea of a black metal yoga studio in Pittsburgh, California. Don't know if it's better / worse than a standard exotified Western yoga. Oh, wow. This is like a graduate thesis right here. This is somebody at UC Berkeley will be working on this. I don't even understand what that was all about. A black metal yoga studio. All right. That's all right. What else we got up there, Becca? I know, we could just sit here and tease that apart for the next 45 minutes. This is from Nestor Castillo, at Nestor Puchica, W. Kamau Bell, at KMW, hashtag Kamau now, riding Bart back home after teaching my evening class and wanting to stuff my face with bacon, cancer schmancer. Oh, give it up for him, everybody. This week we found out that bacon causes cancer, and people said, well, I bet I'll be getting some cancer then, because... bacon is meat candy, and I can't live without it. Like me, I'm totally a vegan except for bacon. You know what I mean? And beef and chicken and fish. And I don't like tofu, but other than that, I'm a total vegan. So thank you, Nestor Castillo. Anything else out there, Becca, out there?
Got a couple people wanting to talk about this GOP debate.
Wondering how to cure a GOP debate hangover. Cringe, then purge. All right. From Shannon Perez at Life Shantastic. Yeah, did anybody here watch the GOP debate? I know we're not in the target market. Do you hate tweeted it? Is that you hate watched it like the way people watch like those live Peter Pan spectacles on NBC? Like you're like, I hate this, but I can't stop watching it. Oh, it's feeding my hate in my heart. Yes. Yes. What do you say over there? The World Series was on. Ugh, this is Berkeley. We don't do that. The only sport we do here is the Warriors because they won. Anything else? Oh, we don't like the Warriors? We do like the Warriors. Okay, yes. I knew live radio could end up getting me carried out into the streets and thrown into traffic. I knew that was a chance, but thank you. I like the Warriors too. And here we are. Okay, this is great. This is based on something I said. Lakeisha said, I was talking about Jeb Bush being Jermaine Jackson. He's the Jermaine Jackson of the Republican candidates, so who's Tito? Oh, that's great. I'm just saying, hashtag come out now. I think clearly Tito is Bobby Jindal. That's all I'm saying. Give it up for the tweets out there. Thank you, everybody out there in the social media universe. Keep tweeting, hashtag come out now. All right, so now it's time for, weirdly, my favorite part of the show. I love all the show, but this is my favorite part of the show. This is something we're calling an awkward talk with W. Kamau Bell. I hope an awkwardly unamplified guitar riff from Brontez Parnell on the radio. Yes, so the radio listeners, that was the guitar in the very deep background. It's small guitar to match our tiny screen here that you can't see on the radio. But anyway, this is an awkward talk. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of things that are on our mind that we don't want to talk about, either because we're too polite to talk about them, or maybe we don't know enough to talk about them. So tonight, I'm going to have an awkward talk about something I don't know anything about. We're going to talk about the drought in California. All right? Yes. Yeah, people are like, oh. Today's guest is a climate scientist with the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. She is the lead author of the book, A 21st Century U.S. Water Policy, and an editor of the journal Sustainability Science. Please welcome Dr. Juliette Christian-Smith, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming out. First of all, I love the fact you work with scientists who are concerned. That seems like when people say they're concerned, that's because they don't want to say, everybody freak out! You're told not to say that. You're told not to say it, not everybody freak out. But so the question is, you work in climate scientists, water being a part of the climate. I know that much. The California is in like a historic level drought. And I hear that. I see it on the news. But I don't really understand, like, so, you know, I don't shower every day, but that's because I got two kids, you know what I mean? It's just, so I feel like I'm helping, is what I'm saying. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. I don't drink water a lot. I drink Red Bull mostly. That helps, right? Yeah, so I'm trying to do everything I can to figure out how to, you know, help the environment. But is that enough, Juliette? Oh, hold on. You know what, Juliette? This is live radio, and your mic is not on, and everybody's running out to help you. And so right now, testing. Let's test the mic. We're going to give her are we going to give her this mic right here? Yeah, we've got a backup mic. Say hello. Say hello in there.
Hello. Testing. That
Yay,
one works.
Yes. Turn her up a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you. I feel like such a celebrity. Being a climate scientist, I never thought I'd be on the stage at the Freight, so this is very exciting.
Give her a round of applause, everybody.
Thank you. You're doing a great job. There's a few more things that would be helpful.
Okay, other than not showering and drinking just Red Bull.
Yeah, exactly.
So live radio, everybody, listen back there. Bottle's falling. So what else should we out here be doing to help the environment? What can we, tell me.
Well, you know, first of all, I just got back from Australia literally yesterday. And when I was there, one of the things I realized was they do a lot of the same things we do in terms of business and industry and their residential development, but they're using a fraction of the water that we use. So we use about 100 to 300 gallons per capita per day, and their average is closer to 50.
Wow.
So in San Francisco and parts of the Central Coast, they're close to that, but there are places right now that are using 800 gallons per capita per day in the Central Valley.
Now, so that's the Bay Area hiss saying we don't like that. So tell, what is all that water going for? Is this bubble baths, hot tubs?
Outdoors. Yeah, so more than half of the water that we use in urban areas is used outdoors.
And like watering our plants and
things? Yeah, lawns. Things that don't actually need to be there. So they don't have a lot of those in Australia.
They don't have a lot of them because it's a desert, right? So they just gave up on...
California is a desert too in a lot of places.
Oh, that's right. I forget that all the time because my lawn is green.
It's so green.
Now, I'm renting my house and my landlord does it, so I don't really... I mean, I feel like I could turn it off. It's complicated. So here, I wrote a blog for The Guardian about water, and I had a brilliant idea. I want you to tell me if it's brilliant or not. I think I might have won the Nobel Prize. Just waiting. This seems like it because I this is this. I'm gonna say it as dumb as I can. It seems like a resource problem. Like the same time California's in a drought, like on the East Coast there was like hurricanes with floods, and I feel like can't we just get a pipeline and just sort of like ship that water out here? Look, that's the Nobel Committee clapping out there.
You know, you're not the first person to have that idea. William Shatner came up with it, too.
Dang it, Juliette.
Sorry about that. But, you know, the idea of piping in water is something that kind of makes sense to people, I think. But the problem is we're using a heck of a lot. So before we do something that expensive and that massive, just building a tunnel under the Delta would cost around $20 billion. And that's something that the governor really wants to do and might come up on the ballot. But imagine how much it would cost if we build a pipeline from South Carolina or somewhere where they're having a lot of flooding.
Well, I like to think of it as it costs like 10 Koch brothers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think of it as... And by that, I mean that money's out there somewhere. It's just they're hoarding it. You know what I mean?
True. But think of how many recycled water plants we could build and how many low-impact storm systems. You know, we could be catching the rainwater that does fall. We could have cisterns all over. We could have gray water. We could be doing a lot more with the water that we have if we invested that money here locally rather than
out in the world.
Yeah, shipping it out.
Oh, so I did not win the Nobel Prize.
Well, I'm not on the committee, so.
Okay, all right. So I still have a chance, is what we're saying. So what can me do? Mm-hmm. What can me do? Which is proper grammar. What can I do, Juliet? Because I feel like you build a cistern. I feel like I gotta go on the internet and find out what that is first. I gotta like. Sounds like, yeah, it takes a lot of land. I got a small house.
Well, you know. Actually, East Bay Municipal...
No more babies? Is that what you said over there? No more bacon. Oh, no more bacon.
No, okay. More bacon. It's true, actually. The vast majority of water is used in agriculture. So, you know, knowing something about what you eat and how much water is embedded in the food you eat is probably a good idea. But I would say, above all, it's just getting educated about where your water comes from, who makes decisions about your water. Do you even know who's on your water board?
No.
Okay, that's the first question.
You're making me feel a little dumber than I was anticipating, doctor.
But, you know, these are really important resources that, frankly, not many people know much about. Sometimes people run for water boards, and they're not even contested. So they're making a lot of decisions for you, and they're involved in a lot of discussions at the state level about whether we should build tunnels or not, whether we should use the groundwater that we have in a better way rather than it just being the wild, wild west and pumping, yeah, to our heart's delight.
So is there any place online where we can go, let people know, like in Iowa, the great state of Iowa, to let them know where to go to learn more about? I'm trying to win her back. I'm one person at a time. Where we can go to find out more about what's happening in water?
Absolutely. You can go to ucsusa.org, the UCS website, and look for sustainable groundwater. And there's a bunch of information there about what we're doing and what other people are doing to make sure that there's water for our kids.
Well, thank you very much. Give it up for Dr. Juliet Christian-Smith, everybody. This talk wasn't as awkward as I was worried about. Thank you, Dr. Christian-Smith. Of the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. Again, I'm W. Kamau Bell, and this is Kamau Right Now, live on KALW, and we are here at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley! So, last weekend, we all know Halloween is coming up, right? Halloween, excited about that in the Bay Area? Yes. So last weekend, I ventured out to San Leandro, to one of those big pop-up Halloween stores. Thank you, San Leandro in the house, yes. I went to the Halloween Express to find out what is really going on right now this Halloween. Let's give it a listen.
It's for the radio, KLW. Would you mind talking to us for a second? Take a minute?
Not today, thank you.
Okay, maybe tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. So we're here at Halloween Express in San Leandro. And what are you going to go for Halloween this year?
I think I'm going to be a nun.
Okay, all right. So you're going to be a nun. And why a nun?
Well, then I'm going to have my husband on a chain and put one of those collars around him with spikes and everything and just walk around with him.
That's funny. It started off so innocent and so nice, and then it took a direction down Bay Area Alley.
So. I've been black in the box.
Wait a minute. You said black in the box.
Yeah.
So what does that costume consist of?
It was a box, and I used all of these pictures out of Ebony Magazine and Jed, and I put a crank handle on it and Jack hat. And
you're black in the box. That is the best thing I've ever heard. That's the best costume. So no big Halloween costume this year. Nobody wants to dress up as like Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
The big one is the Donald Trump, actually.
Really?
Everybody is looking for the Donald Trump mask. I've actually had 40 masks. I kind of got scared in the beginning. I'm like, what am I doing with 40 Donald Trump masks? And then... by the end, I think maybe by the third week of September, they're all gone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Donald Trump and Caitlyn Jenner.
What's a Caitlyn Jenner costume? So a lot of the costumes in here seem to be, especially for women, seem to be a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for, Eileen?
Skanky.
That's the word, yes. That's the word I'm looking for. Any other, are there any costumes in here that you think no one should buy? I mean, I know Isaac is, I'm not trying to hurt his business, but any costumes you're like, I don't think that's a good idea.
There's a bumblebee costume for the women that's just a corset and underwear. There's no pants to it. I don't know if that really should be sold.
Just like a bumblebee looks, right? Just like a bumblebee.
It needs pants.
Did you say Elvis come out? No. I didn't say Elvis because you could sue me if I said it's an Elvis wig. It's a Velvis wig. And then she said the words that will haunt me for the rest of my life. Have you seen Skeleboner?
It's got the male genitalia hanging down from it, and there's an air pump connected to it, so when you squeeze the pump, the it'll shoot up a little bit and make it a little bit more inappropriate.
So it's a skeleton costume,
yeah.
But they're pretending that the male genitalia actually has a bone in it. So currently we're looking at a costume in case you want to be a gynecologist. Which the costume seems to be just a lab coat. And how do you know it's a gynecologist? Because this is a lab coat. Could be any kind of doctor or person working in the medical field. Well, because printed on the lab coat is the doctor's name, Dr. Howie Feltersnatch, MD. He's a medical doctor. It's $52.99 for your friends to find out you don't know how the social contract works. So as we saw, there's the Jericho wig. And then a mini-Afro wig that's being modeled by a white guy who has a look on his face like, I'm going to get hit in the face. It's like he knows this is a bad idea. So you're saying if a white guy buys a dreadlock wig, then he just has to take the consequences of getting beat up by a cop, is what you're saying?
Well, I don't know if that's technically true. But
I appreciate it. I said it. It's all right. What do you do when you're not here? Like, we were talking about it out front, me and my producer, the idea was, like, does he just, like, run this store for 2 months and then, like, you know, go to, like, the Bahamas for the 10 months and then come back?
I've been in here, 2 months. It's been 7 days a week, and my trip's already booked for Jamaica in November.
Really?
It's great because my birthday is November the 22nd, so I get to go to Jamaica.
Are you really going to Jamaica?
I'm
really
going
to
go, yeah. I'm really going.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd seen the worst one. Pocahontas. That's a costume I'm looking at right now, people. It says poke a hottie. All right. In case if you want to go to some Halloween, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm all a flutter. Make the dreadlock wigs in all the colors. That's what Bob Marley meant when he said, let's all come together.
Let's all come exact. Yeah, actually, I agree with that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Isaac. Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot,
that was
man.
Great.
Thanks for
that's
coming
great.
In. Yeah, have fun. Have fun.
This is fun. We're having fun. This is a good time, man. Yeah, thank you.
That was just a little bit of my trip to the Halloween Express in San Leandro. I'm W. Kamau Bell, and this is Kamau Right Now. So this is another part of the show that I was excitedly anticipating. We've gotten some of your cards, and I'm gonna talk to one of you out there. So get ready, get on alert. I'm gonna read a few of them. We've got a lot of great ones. Can't get to all of them, so I'm just gonna read a few of them that I think give a representative overall sampling of what is going on out here in the audience. The first one is, my sock puppet hacked my email. So that's where we're at right now, everybody. That's a common problem in downtown Berkeley. Sock puppets hacking emails. This is a common problem in the Bay Area. My mom is being evicted from a senior home in San Francisco, and it pisses me off, all caps. We are fighting it. And this is from Vanessa. We need to work to keep old people in our cities, everybody. We all need to come together. When people are fighting these things, we need to come together and help them fight these things. The next thing we have here, which is nice, it's not really a question or anything, it's just a Mayan-spiced brownie recipe. I'm just going to give it to you now. If anybody wants to make Mayan-spiced brownies, to any brownie mix or recipe, add the following to the dry ingredients. 1 teaspoon each of cinnamon and chili powder, plus a 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne. Mix and bake as usual. Thank you, Pasha. Appreciate that. Give it up for Pasha, everybody. So I hope this person will say they're here, because I would like to talk to them, because this sounds like a common Bay Area problem. It says, beautiful, smart, and still single. Okay, Cupid, Hinge, Match.com, eHarmony, ... Guys want to message and text me, but not actually meet me. And the name you put on here is Womb Unused. Womb with no view. Hometown Oakland. Womb Unused, where are you? Can you please tell me where you are? I'd love to talk. Bring the lights up. Can you tell me where you are? Please. Can somebody tell me if they see this person, Womb Unused, going once, going twice? Oh, yeah, stand up. Come on. Come down. Yay! It had to be all the way in the back of the place. Of course, in the last row, live radio. I got to keep talking. Oh, hello. First of all, what's your name, man?
Tasha,
give it up for Tasha, everybody. Can you stand up for me? Is that all right? Thank you. Mind if I put my hand over? Oh, you're tall like me. Look at you.
I hug you whenever I see you.
Oh, good. Let's do another one. Hug. A hug is great for radio. Okay, first of all, thank you for being tall. Tall people unite. Hashtag tall people problems. So what's going on? Why is the womb not have a visitors? I don't know how to say it.
I wish I knew. I just came up with that this morning, so I'm glad I got to use it. I'm glad you liked it too.
Everybody likes it. Yeah, they feel like. So what's wrong with the men of the Bay Area?
They apparently like to text all day and all night long and message all day and night long, but never ask you out. And then when you ask them out, they are busy.
Oh. Do you think it's maybe the problem is there's a real Peter Pan syndrome out here where there's just like men are just like, I just want to play all the time and everything's a video game. Nothing's real.
Video gaming and texting?
Is that, do things not go together? I'm a dad. I'm an old school. I got a flip phone with a brick. You know what I mean? That's not true. But anyway, but don't you think that there's a problem out here that people are just not, or they come out here to sort of live their big, fat, passionate life and not commit to things?
Yeah, but Peter Pan's like to go out and have fun. I mean, my invitation was to come to see you tonight.
So wait, you invited men to come see this and they didn't come?
I did.
Who are these terrible people? I'm very angry right now that I found out you invited people to come see this. When's the last time you were on a date?
Oh,
jeez. Oh, Lord. You go, was it in the 2015 area? It was. Was it in the 2010s?
I think it was MySpace 2005.
MySpace! Oh no! MySpace, that's oh my god! That's like Friendster area, you know what I mean? Like, that's back to tribe.com. So, wait a minute, so that was the last time we were on a date? Okay, well here's what I want to do. Hey everybody, there's 500 people in this room. I'm not saying you can date Tasha. It's your choice. Is it Tasha?
Yes.
I can't say you, but you at least, if you'd like to make an application, come up and talk to me after the show. If you pass the muster, I'll introduce you to Tasha. But also, everybody in here knows somebody who should know somebody where we can find somebody for Tasha, everybody. All right? Thank you, Tasha. Thank you very much. You're listening to Come Out right now on KALW Radio. And you guys have to clap until I get back up to the stage. And give it up for our panel who's back up here. Malkia, Nato, Boots. Stand up, everybody. Thank you for coming out here. So now we're going to do some, we got some tweets in through the night. We're going to bring them up on the screen. You guys can stand over there if you want to. And we're going to see what people said right now. And if you guys have any comments, feel free to make some comments about what's going on right now. What tweets do we have, Becca?
Ooh.
At the social desk.
Ooh.
About what's going on right now.
Some sarcasm. Okay,
yes? James, this is one of those tweets. This is snark tweet. Geez, too bad there isn't much news to discuss these days. Okay, well, thanks. Keep it going, James.
It seems like this should be a regular show.
Yeah, that's what I think. Don't you think, everybody? This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I hope you're just being ironic, but we don't have ironic font. I've been lobbying for it for a long time. That and funny font and sarcasm font, it really ruins people's ability to talk. What else we got, Becca?
People on Reddit don't like you.
Ah! Reddit, once again, hates W. Kamau Bell. 10 years running. I wish he would just do one thing that wasn't about race. Every comedian has a favorite topic, but making everything about it is a little too much. Because that's what everything's been about tonight. Race, right? Everything. Because I was talking to Dr. Juliet about Blackwater, right? That's what I was doing? Tell me about Blackwater. Tell me about how Blackwater affects my ability to make chicken. All right, so thank you, the adventurist. You had your moment in the sun, the adventurist. Once again, Reddit does not like me. All right,
okay.
Ask me nothing is what I say. Is there anything else? Another one? That's the same one before. Okay, at W. Kamau Bell from Toasted Graham Latte, Mr. Sean Graham. At Mr. W. Kamau Bell, writing a few notes and page numbers to reference for a D&D game on Monday. Hashtag come out now. D&D, that means Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nato, are white people still playing Dungeons and Dragons?
Did we talk about Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, we are. Yeah. No, we didn't.
Have I been smoking too much or what?
We didn't talk about Dungeons and Dragons. No, this is just what people are saying, what's going on right now. It doesn't have to be about our show.
Oh, that's what's going on.
He's
playing, I see.
I love the fact he's preparing days in advance to get ready for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a hashtag white people opportunities. I mean, Toasted Graham Latte, I'm happy that you have that time.
He's been toasted.
He's been toasted.
Yeah.
So this is at capdaddy@topshelf_sf. Second trip to Rainbow Grocery today in service of a Halloween chili bowl.
Wow.
Loving at KLW now. Keep it up at Social Justice Radio. All right, thank you.
All right. But do you really have to go to Rainbow 2 times in 1 day, though?
I mean, this is, again, San Francisco problems.
True that.
Yeah, to go to Rainbow Grocery. I mean, you have a Halloween
Postmates, though. I'm just saying.
What'd you say?
Postmates, no? Okay.
No swearing out there, please.
Oh.
This is a question. Actually, this is a good question for Boots right here. This is at Fitz the Reporter. It says Kamau, but I'm saying Boots. Does it bug you when people say Oakland is cool now, like white people just found out about it?
What they really mean is there's less black folks here. And really, that's really what it means. Oh, it's safer, right?
It's safer, yeah.
It's safer. And really, I've never been killed the whole time I've been.
No, he's right, though. He's right.
Whether it was the 80s, the 90s, or now, you know, never been mugged in Oakland. None of those things. It's not like, and I've always lived in neighborhoods that people will say, oh, you're not supposed to go there. Well, now Lower Bottoms is cool, but even just like 10 years ago, people were like, oh, I was told to not go in there because somebody might carjack me.
Right.
Like me, I might carjack. I mean,
but it's funny, like, but the thing is, it's funny math, though. It's funny math because they want there to be at least 2 black people. Because that's what make it cool. If there's none, it's not cool either. Yeah. If there's 10, it's not cool. It has to be like 2. The right math. The right equation.
On the other hand, I do like good bourbon. I'm glad there's more of that in Oakland.
And coffee. And,
yeah, coffee.
Cooked coffee. And, white people bring bourbon and coffee, and I love it. Thank you, white people.
Man, Reddit is hating us right now.
It seems like, just as the official spokesperson of all white people, I should lead my fellow white people here in a moment of apologizing for white supremacy. So, I'm sorry for all of it. It's my fault. I will be your white Jesus. You can blame me for all of it.
So. Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
White Jesus dying for our sins for the sake of bourbon and coffee. That's what's happening right there. Well, I just want to say to my panel, thank you guys for coming out to come out right now, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to thank our wonderful panelists once again. Brontez, take us home. Please give it up for Boots Riley, Nato Green, Malkia Cyril, and to Dr. Juliet Christian Smith. The awesome music you've heard tonight is by Oakland's own Brontez Purnell. We want to thank the Fate and Salad for hosting us. Come out right now is a production of KALW Radio. Thanks to all the volunteers who helped us out tonight. Laura Flynn, Stephen Short, Emily Aguirre, Horace Marks, Kathy Homowell, Lakshmi Sarah, Hannah Brandt, and Knowles Atticson. Thanks to Joanne Marr and Phil Hartman, who are at KLW right now. And to the Come Out Right Now team, Ted Muldoon, Dan Brandon, Ben Manila, Jeremy Dalmas, Becca Hoekstra, Phil Circus, Max Jacobs, and Matt Martin. I'm W. Kamau Bell, and this is Come Out Right Now. Thank you so much. Good night! Beautiful wife, Melissa Hudson Bell, and my kids, Sammy and Juno, at home sleeping. I want to thank you to the community of Berkeley, the East Bay, Oakland, Richmond, as far away as Hercules, for supporting the thing. Listen to KALW Radio. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Like the Catholic fuss on transatlantic love affair. Give me love, give me shelter, boy, give me everything. I want it now, nothing except this ring. You're my prince, but I'm the king, so give me everything. I want it now, will I?